Hi, I'm Sue.
And I'm Lisa. We are retired teachers who each have taught over 30 years in elementary schools.
I started to write a book about all the funny things that happened to me as an educator, but I couldn't get anyone to read it. So my friend Lisa here, who is also hysterical, decided to share these stories together out loud.
And so was the birth of our podcast.
We didn't know
what we didn't know.
Sit back and enjoy.
It is time for Boot Camp Part 2, Episode 30. We are finishing our boot camp on traits of teachers.
Right.
And don't forget to go on YouTube and watch our video where we've subjected Sue to a lot of these scenarios that she had to endure to show that she accomplished these traits.
I do what she tells me. I don't know. I didn't succumb to peer pressure in high school. I was a good child.
Yeah, you know, I can talk to you in anything.
I know. I don't understand. All of a sudden, I was letting her throw snow in my face. Like, please don't get it in my eye. I'm like, what's wrong with me?
I should have been a salesperson. I'm really going to convince you.
But only to stupid blonde chicks. I don't know.
Blonde.
I know. So today's traits that we did act out on the video are perseverance, adaptability and fast thinking, tolerance, I tolerate this, and of course collaboration.
Or we like to call it collaboration.
Collaboration. I think it's time to start with the most important one after polling twos of teachers. They all said patience is important, but perseverance.
Patience is the umbrella.
Oh, everything.
That covers all these other
things. It's the train tracks on which we drive our train. Patience. But perseverance is not only surviving something, but continuing to survive it day after day after day.
Despite the struggles.
So we talk about the day-to-day. And one thing, we talk about bodily functions, needing to eat and use the bathroom. But no time to eat was always a big one.
Yeah. Or just eating while you're working with a kid.
Right.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, why don't you get carrots? I'm like, because
I love that going through the lunch line. My kids only get one little thing of each whatever. And then you're going through it and I'm sneaking extra chicken nuggets in there.
Get
and they're like,
adults.
How come you get them? I'm like, because I pay more for lunch.
Children treat adults like we are children. And it's like, because I'm 59, could you just let me have some food? Yeah, that's perseverance. Whenever a kid had earbuds, and you have to have earbuds because we all had our own iPads, which was very fortunate, but they'd come with this, I wish I had a visual, but they'd come with this glove, look like a dead spider.
Yeah.
Fix this. But untangling those,
that's a challenge, and I will sit there and try
it. It's very calming. It's calming. But when you had 10 things to do, and we had to get to a task or do something.
Yeah. Are they common? They're like, my shoelaces broke, or the bottom of my sole came off my shoe.
I don't have any bottom of my shoe.
Duct tape.
Here you go.
Roll it up. Go sit down.
And I think that's the next trait that we'll get to, but they overlap so much on adaptability and fast thinking. But one thing, a skill I never got, even as a mom of two kids, I can't, when the snow pant buckle gets undone, I have no idea how to put it back in. I'll just tie it.
Duct tape.
Yes,
I'm like, so I always kept a roll of duct tape. When my pants ripped,
Okay, for those of you who don't live in cold climates, the rule is when it's super cold, you put on your glove and then you put your coat on so that you don't have any skin exposed at your wrist and they can't zip. And I mean, kid after kid, he zipped me. I'm like, you are 12. You're still zipping there.
That's why when it was time to go down for... The kids are going to go to recess down in the lower level with the kindergarten first grade.
Don't walk by them.
I always avoided that hallway because I was like zipping and putting hats on.
If you walk by 75 kindergartners.
I'm like, I have 15 minutes for lunch.
I
spent 10 of it.
Blue.
Can you imagine looking at a kid and saying, sucks to be you? You just don't. You're like, oh, you poor little deer.
Yeah.
I'll help you. If you want to eat, you have to run. Just make a beeline to the lounge. Do you want some food? Get there. Do you want to get past these little kids who are clamoring for help? You just got to get to the lounge. Get that heated up. Do you want a microwave? Hurry.
I always love it after recess when they come. They just are kicking their legs and the boots are flying and then they just leave them. And it looks like a tornado went through.
Yeah. It was bad. So that's definitely perseverance.
And then they can't find a darn thing to go home.
Oh, yeah. And then it's all laying there. And then we would get in trouble for leaving the halls dirty. I remember one time a principal... He only did this once. He gathered up all of Lisa's stuff that was in the hall.
It wasn't my stuff.
No, of course not. It was any kid in that hallway.
No, I know, but that time, everything must be on locker tonight. And I made sure, because it was right before vacation. But I had the lockers down the hall from mine a little bit. So I made sure they're all clean. And we had some other teachers that lockers were across from
them.
Messy. Yeah. And they picked it all up, assuming they were mine because they were across the hall from me.
Threw it in her room in a volcano of crap.
None of them were my students.
Because you need to know, our lockers didn't have doors. They're like that open elementary lockers. And
yeah. I made sure they always kept the lockers.
Me too.
Clean. Well, that's a perseverance thing too.
Right.
Every night walking by the lockers, picking up a pencil, throwing it in. Or
picking up the floor.
Picking up the floor.
Well, Lisa did, for our podcast video that's on YouTube, she did have me pretend to be in a parent conference. And I would say perseverance is needed. A lot of traits are needed during parent conferences. We loved you, parents. But sometimes you didn't really seem like you loved us very much.
Jeez. I liked parent-teacher conferences because I thought it was really fun to talk to parents. They were almost always 95% super positive. Yeah. Just every once in a while, the questions they were asking, you're like,
I was going to say, you wrote down parent conferences that you thought we should talk about that. So what Lisa did was she had me on the video talking like we have to talk. And then this little puppet girl would talk how we were really thinking in our heads. Because it is true. They'd be saying things like, I don't want my Tammy sitting next to Lisa. And you'd be like, what? Yeah. You have a plan. Yeah, you're a professional. You have a plan. We always call it a hamburger. You say something nice. Obviously, yes. Then you say things that we need to work on, things that we need to persevere on. And then we always end with a compliment. And they would just throw you off all kilter. And
yeah. Well, parent-teacher conferences virtually was a hoot. Because sometimes
I had experiences.
And a parent-teacher conference where the mom was driving. She was driving the car.
She was there, baby.
And she had propped up and she's driving and she's talking to me. And I'm like, are you driving?
Are you
and she's
safe?
Like, yeah, fine. Just keep talking. I'm driving to the cities. And I'm like, okay, but if you want me to pull over, we can reschedule. No, just keep talking.
She was showing perseverance.
Wow. And then there was another one that was super funny. They had the camera mounted. So all I could see was just their eyes and their top of the head. Yeah, forehead. All I saw was the eyes the whole time. So it looked like they were in water, you know.
That's
the whole time.
Right.
I couldn't see anything except the
house. That's another expression.
Yeah. I was having a parent-teacher conference, and all of a sudden, there was all this swearing. Their kids were swearing at each other. Mm. And the parents like, they're swearing. Or one time I was talking to a mother, and priest and her husband walks by in the background into their kitchen, and he just had on his whitey tighties.
Oh.
And then he's like getting a glass of milk. And
at least it wasn't a beer.
Drinking it. My eyes are wide open. Priest, and she's like, oh my gosh, I'm on a conference. And he's like, ooh.
He should have in the conference. That's what you get, sir. I say good day,
and
sir.
It's like having those and not busting out laughing are so
no, you have to just keep it all inside. Last one about perseverance that I can think of is a lot of people that aren't in teaching don't understand the amount of work it is to prove our worth. It used to be back in the day, we would be so showered with thank you for teaching and thank you for being here. And your salary kind of reflected it. And you had rights to say things and you had representation. And after a while, they had all these rules. And I understand we want to get rid of teachers who maybe shouldn't be there. I get it. But there were very few that I ever met. I met maybe like one or two in all these years that really should have taught. But we had the Danielson model of 22 teacher traits. And each year we had to write up
and have
22 artifacts to prove these different traits, which we're kind of talking about. But also on our teacher game show that we did a few episodes back, we were grading them on a scale of 1 to 4.
Yeah. So if you want to go back to 9 and 10, I think it was
8, 9, 10.
I think, yeah. It's
exhausting. Right. See this artifact right here? This proves that I have perseverance.
Here's another one. I always loved it when the kid would come up and they would be like,
let's act it out.
Okay,
right,
go.
Perseverance, take one, lights, camera, action.
Hi, teacher.
Hi,
So
sweetie.
Last night,
yeah.
I wrote a story. Can I read it to you?
You know what? I gotta take
Well, let me read it to you because it's only 20 pages long.
20?
Well, 20 pages and it's all about my kitty.
Oh, and so, kitty.
Yeah, so if you could read it now.
Just let me take attendance and I have to do that on the computer.
Okay, but how about I can leave it and then we talk about it?
Well, what's
during recess? Can I stay in for recess and then we're going to talk about it?
You know what? I have duty today and I have to eat.
It shouldn't take too long. I mean, it's like 20 pages.
I'm going to need to eat.
But front back, so I guess it's really 40 pages.
Wow,
but
good for you.
Yeah,
look
and I'm
at
really
you working.
I'm so excited for you to read it.
Why don't I take it home tonight? Now listen, Lisa, I'll take it home tonight.
Okay, but I was going to add probably another 20 pages
okay,
to
sweetie.
It.
That's okay, sweetie. I think if you want, you'll have to wait otherwise, okay? You're going to have patience.
Okay. Well, maybe I can read it. Okay.
And see. That, totally. That's the other thing. Like, you would get to school, you'd have these interruptions, and you didn't even have your computer hooked up.
Oh, yeah.
And so you had to do everything on the computer. You'd get this phone call. Sue, what? Is everybody there? Well, I forget to take attendance.
Oh, I always got the attendance call. Is everybody there? And I'm like, I'm sorry. But yeah, they come in and they all have stories to tell, which you love hearing, but they all have stories to tell. So last night, my kitty got lost. Other kids are coming up and they're like, hey, you know, last night my mom had a baby.
Do you know what I used to do now? Here's a tip. For you. I would take them gently and I'd go one and I'd hold their shoulder. One, two. Like taking the number in a bakery.
Oh.
And it worked. I'd say number three.
Oh my gosh. That's a teacher should
it's
have.
A good thing.
They should have one of those dispensers
on
their
head.
And it'd be like, draw number. You are number 526 today.
Number 526.
Based on independent work time. And now to number 22. You have
22.
Time. And then the kid comes out. I can't remember what I was going to say. But I got another story I can tell you.
No. So perseverance. I think we talked about that one. Wow, we persevered. Let's move on to adaptability and fast thinking.
Speed.
And we kind of touched on this in episode 29, that you get stuff thrown your way of the interruption, the fire drills, the phone calls, the parents standing in the hall staring at you.
The kids getting sick. The kids needing something. You know what? This kind of goes with perseverance or a little bit of tolerance,
okay.
too. But one thing that we all have our buttons, and I always say, okay, Miss J has three buttons.
Don't push the button.
You know, kids not accepting other kids or not including them. That was a big button on mine. Or another big button that I would tell them is if you group up the kids and you're like, oh, you're going to work with.
I think what is.
I would not tolerate that.
You made
like,
a face.
I could not tolerate it. And they knew it too. They just didn't do it. Because I'm like, one of the most important skills in life. Here we go. Yeah. Lesson for life. One of the most important skills in life is being able to work with anyone.
Yep.
No matter what. And so the kids were like, oh, yay, okay. Whether they were saying in their head, I don't know. But they all had to learn
and
to work with
each
other.
You can say a lot of things with kindness, yes. with a message. Because if the kid made that face, this one, I'd say, you know what? You're helping me.
My head would.
I would calmly say, you two will be partners now until I get that out of you.
I told him my head pops off and it turns into this viper thing and it's because it eats it. It'll eat that off.
And just the interruptions of kids being injured or bringing stuff to class.
Oh,
so this is a funny story we just heard about. This kid found a pot of slime in the hall. Just random.
A pot.
A pot of slime.
A canister? A pot?
I'm
thinking like a big old pot.
No. Well, we know it's bubble gum ball machines where you get those little. So it was a container of slime. And he meticulously took out a little bit and only gave it to his friends, of course. And they're all playing with it. And so then this teacher said, you realize that slime is probably full of boogers and germs. And then all of them started screaming. All these little boys started screaming. And that's an interruption, but it's a lesson learned. And I think with adaptability, it's often you have to teach the lesson in the moment.
Or the kid that doesn't, they bring a birthday treat, but they don't have enough for everybody. So it's kind of a math lesson, but they're trying to cut them into equal parts. They're sharing.
One donut.
We got to make it into
a cookie.
25 pieces. Or they bring it in and then the kid's like, I'm allergic to that. I can't have that. I'm intolerant.
We had a lot of kids with diabetes that would have separate stuff and they did, that's not fair. I'm like, I'll tell you what's not fair. I think that's into tolerance. But still, with the birthday treats, we'll talk more about that under tolerance. But the adaptability of not having prep, I know after COVID was a big deal. I mean, it still is, but you had to sub like that and you wouldn't get any prep and you just had to think really fast on your feet. And that's too bad you don't get to have any prep time today.
I love the days when they're like, we're really sorry because there's just no subs anymore. And the phy ed teacher's gone. The art teacher's gone. The music teacher's sick. And the media specialist gone. So it's not a library. And they're like, but go ahead and
teach it yourself.
Teach it yourself. So I'm like, okay, kids, let's go down and we're going to do art. Okay, draw this. Okay, we're going to go to music. Let's do this rhythm. And I didn't mind subbing for the phy ed with my class, but the music one was kind of hard.
Oh, I like music because the beautiful thing about technology now is you could probably send something online.
Yes.
The Artist Hub is how to draw. It's a great one. Yeah. But
you can have that. I mean, I'm talking about even
well, that's
past,
true. Way long ago with the record player.
I'll sing my country to something.
I'll tell you what. Lisa filmed me with a lovely gym lesson for our YouTube video. It's the best game ever. So make sure you watch that.
Kids would be hurt.
It involved hitting people with bananas and little cones. But sometimes you are actually teaching it for the first time as it left your mouth. That is not a good way to be a sub or teach. It's not good.
It's not good. Or the days you realize, like when you sub for me, I was going to have you make this really fun science experiment.
We talked about this. She wanted me to make gack or slime, and she had nothing available.
I had it available, but remember the borax was on the rock.
She kind of had it available. She's like, you'll find the food coloring. Just look.
Just look.
I mean, imagine walking into a large classroom. Find food coloring. That's a really fun
game. It's in the cover.
Adaptability. Here's your list. It's like going on a treasure hunt. You find borax and paint and find and cups. You didn't even have anything to mix it in. She did not. She said, just look at the cover. Just look at the cover.
Help yourself.
Help yourself.
Oh. You gotta be able to. And teach on the fly.
And right. And the $9.50 an hour they were paying me was not worth it. Just FYI.
You had fun.
And when people call me, I'm like, I don't want to sub. Why don't you want to sub? Because I don't want to. I mean, I don't have any excuse except, no, thank you. You would think I'd want all that. Big time cash. But by the time, no.
That's why there's no subs.
That's personally now why I want to go into tolerance as the next trait, because I don't tolerate it the way I used to. I mean, when you're salaried, it's a little different because it's not like I have these hours because you were working all the time. But the tolerance that I had for overbearing parents or the quirky kids, it's different when it's not your own class. So subbing is a different feeling.
I bet it is. I think tolerance. I was thinking about is like, you know, the cold, the building would get so cold. And I had my long underwear on and my pants.
Sometimes I wore gloves and hats.
Or do you remember the old wing, how before the air conditioning and it would get so hot?
Well, yeah.
And they would bring.
That was my whole career.
Well, I know, but the wing when I worked on your wing.
Yeah.
And they would bring in those huge barn fans.
Oh, you couldn't hear anything. Like, I'd be like, woo.
And it would blow air down the hallway. And then they'd open the down door. And you'd be in your room and hear this. And you'd stick your head out and it'd be like,
yes. It is so loud.
Now there's air conditioning. So that was all. But
back in the
early
90s. Well, I think the tolerance, we talked about this a lot, that a lot of people have been to school.
Yes.
Most humans. And if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and you're not a teacher or 70s and 80s, hi, you can't think you know what it's like just because you went to school.
Yeah.
Well, back when we did it. Because I will tell you this right now. They do the pledge every day, and we learn cursive. Can we just put
and we teach social studies.
And can we put it to bed? Oh, that's dead.
You know, I had a person confront me a week or so ago. This person was like, well, you know, they don't teach history in school anymore. And there's a lot of just dumb shit that's going on in schools nowadays. And
it's all this frou-frou. Feelings crap.
And so, yeah. Well, actually, the person said that. They're like, well.
Frou-frou feelings crap.
Well, they're like, I know all this social, emotional stuff. And
self-esteem.
So, what I, you know, when afterwards you're like, oh, I wish I would have thought of this. But I think I'm going to just start carrying with me in my purse a mini state standards book. Ooh. Because what I wanted to do was pull that out, flop it down, and say, until you read the state standards, which we follow to T, unless you read the state standards and memorize them.
Memorize.
From cover to cover.
And make changes.
You're not allowed to talk to me about what you think that's happening in school because you're totally wrong. We worked our tails off, yeah. and we are yeah. doing everything to benefit the children. We're not doing anything to hurt children or anything like that. But I'm like, teach history. I teach, you know. I just think that the tolerance, it's so easy to tolerate kids' quirkiness and all the little things, even a cold room or a hot room or, or bad smells or occasional boogers or whatever. You can tolerate all of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the one thing I think is the thing that bites, because we love our children, our students.
We know how much
we put our heart and soul into teaching, because we're doing it because we love. We're not doing it because it's like some huge, you know,
burden.
No, I was thinking like this huge monetary kind of benefit, but we do it because it's ingrained in our brain. So when somebody comes and thinks that they know what's happening, or they're just hearing things and just assuming that these things are happening, like kids are going body in kitty litter pans.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so
until
weird.
You know, until you actually are working in a building, or you know for a fact what's going on.
Right.
Just shut your mouth.
And I also
just shut your mouth.
Another thing.
Sorry if I'm offending anyone. Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth. And what I always say is, if you don't want to go to a dentist from the 1960s, I don't want to have a school from the 1960s.
No.
So I think that's important for people to know that we have changed. It's changed for the better. And we kind of know what we're doing.
Yeah. Can it test for everywhere in the world?
No.
You know,
of course not.
We can't, but we can for where our experiences
in our state,
in our places where we have worked.
Wisconsin's pretty awesome. I have to say, it still is pretty awesome. Moving now into the last one, collaboration. We did take more jobs, even at our school, that sometimes paid a little bit more, like coaching and things. But we did these project discoveries that were after school.
Oh,
and our PTA, which is, we called PTO, Parent Teacher Organization,
they
awesome. Paid us to stay after school once a week and teach these extra fun classes.
Yeah.
Let's think of some.
Well, I did awesome algebra. And then I did videography. So we made like, remember we made like
screen.
Music video kind of things. Like
we did a old-time radio show.
We
that
did. One.
That was hysterical. Super fun. We even used like tape.
Grossology.
Grossology. Oh.
One of my last ones that I did that I thought was just a hoot was slow motion.
Oh, yeah.
With clay, claymation.
Claymation.
So we did some of the nursery.
I mean, you know, we're left to our own devices. I did one on Escape the Rooms, and we made up our own, and it was super fun. And we did yoga. We just did all kinds of sports that we couldn't maybe do. And when we can collaborate with each other, we could do
so it. Every year we would try to do things like, remember we took all those staff to the ropes course and we all did that. And that was a bonding thing.
Yeah. And we would put on assemblies as grade levels, and they were. Yeah.
Or that video that we'd make during the winter break time for the.
Oh, yeah. The holiday goodbye.
Yeah.
Or even just when we would teach a lesson, because we were the context kind of for our school for technology, and we would teach. But we'd always make a funny video to teach something on looping or how to use the iPad or how to use technology.
How to do the flatbed scanner. Remember, that was a long time ago.
Oh, flatbed scanner.
these technology things.
But even collaborating to make a podcast, Lisa.
Yeah.
Are there other 50-something-year-old teachers out there making a podcast?
We'd love to hear yours.
Could you please send us your link? Oh, wait. I think we're it. That's why we think we need to be out into the community telling you about our experiences. We didn't know what we didn't know, Lisa.
We didn't know what we didn't know.
So I think next time we should, what did you say you wanted to do? Oh, we have some really good ideas. Do you have any ideas?
Technology through the decades. The technology that we had in school.
Did you ever see a film strip?
So this concludes our teacher
boot camp,
what it takes to be a teacher.
Join us at the board office where we'll bring you a pot of hot water and two microwaves.
And be sure to watch us on YouTube as well.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We didn't know what we didn't know. We'll see you next time.